Before you listen to the rest of the talk, you have 30 seconds to read questions 15 to 20.
Righto, ladies and gents. The next lot of items to look at are for safety. Firstly, a headset for commentary and communication. While we're climbing, I'll be filling you in on some lesser known details about the bridge, like the fact that about 6 million rivets were used to put it together. Or from 1932 till 1967, it was the tallest structure in Australia. But back to your headset. This button on the left can be used if you need to speak to me. If your static line gets caught or you're in any other difficulty, please keep your headset switched on at all times. Secondly, there's a chain for your glasses. I see two of you are wearing prescription glasses. The views up on the bridge are spectacular, especially at sunrise, which we'll see. But if you want to enjoy them, keep your glasses attached with the chain. Also, our company will lose its license if anyone drops anything into the traffic. Next, a light, which attaches to the headset. Check yours is working, won't you? Because the batteries do run out. The first 20 minutes of our climb are in the dark, and we've got 200 metal stairs to go up, so you might need the light. There are also some narrow mesh catwalks to crawl along and some girders to squeeze past. The last safety item, and by far the most important, is the slider. As I said before, we're all clipped to a static line while we climb. That line is permanently attached to the bridge, and this slider connects us to it. It's a comforting thought that we're all attached, but some of you might be thinking, doesn't that mean I won't go so far or see so much? Our climb lasts more than 3 hours, and this bridge is the fourth longest steel arch bridge in the world at 1.15 kilometres. Two US bridges and one in Shanghai do outdo it for length, but not for height. After sunrise, we can see the whole of Sydney Harbour and up to 80 kilometres north, south and west. One last warning. Please leave your personal items in the dressing room. You can't take your wallet or camera or even a bar of chocolate. I'll take a photo of the group at the top of the arch and send it to your email address. As I think I've already mentioned, our license is granted on condition our customers abide by all our regulations. You're forbidden from carrying things for two reasons. One, you might drop them and cause an accident in the traffic below. And two, you need both hands free to balance or to hold on to the static line. We're going up high, remember? 134 metres above sea level.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.